From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Branson, Missouri is proceeding with plans for its country music showcase beginning in a couple of weeks. But as KSMU's Samuel Crow reports from Springfield, work crews must first repair power lines and other damage caused by a tornado.
Residents sawing down trees in their front yard say they had no more than a minute to react. Ken Wilson rushed to the bathroom just before the tornado hit. He says the whole neighborhood is littered with debris from the downtown area.
I've got yard furniture from the landing over here in the front yard, and it blew out of the Hilton. I'm finding big chunks of the real thick glass all in my house that came out of the Hilton glass and blew all this way. Yeah, it's insane.
The Red Cross is providing food and shelter to displaced residents at the local recreation center. Its volunteers continue to help clean up debris in areas affected by the tornado. For NPR News, I'm Samuel Crow.
A series of storms have claimed at least a dozen lives in parts of the Midwest and the South since yesterday morning. Bad weather killed at least three people last night in Tennessee alone. Former security chief accused of lying about the 2010 West Virginia mine blast that killed 29 workers is facing 3 years in prison. NPR's Howard Berkus says prosecutors had sought a much harsher punishment.
U.S. District Judge Irene Berger said the prosecution's call for a 25-year prison sentence for 60-year-old Huey Stover was tantamount to a death sentence and should only be done when there is evidence to support it. Stover lied to federal investigators about a practice at the Upper Big Branch mine in which miners underground were warned in advance when regulators arrived for surprise inspections. Prosecutors argued that Stover facilitated that deception and bears some responsibility for the unsafe conditions that led to the deadly explosion. The defense sought no jail time, saying Stover had no role in the tragedy and did not intend to destroy records. A federal criminal probe continues. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
Former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan says the violence in Syria has to come to an end. Annan, who is a special envoy for the joint UN Arab League, says the Syrian government must allow humanitarian agencies into the country.
For the sake of the Syrian people who are caught in the middle, a peaceful solution through dialogue and a speedy one is a way to go.
Annan's remarks come amid reports that the Syrian army may be making a final push into the rebel-held area in the city of Homs. He's being urged by Syrian opposition leaders to visit their community as soon as possible. After a three-day journey from the Indian Ocean, a disabled cruise ship is now docked at the main port in the Seychelles. It was towed there by a French fishing boat. The cruise ship lost power on Monday when a fire broke out in its engine room. The Red Cross has set up tents to assist any one of the 1,000 passengers and crew members who are maybe needing immediate attention. This is NPR News. Nearly a quarter of all homes sold last year involved bank-owned properties and short sales. But RealtyTrack says those properties made up the smallest share of overall home sales in 3 years. The online data tracking firm says foreclosure-related sales fell down 2% last year compared to 2010. But lenders had also pulled back on property seizures to deal with claims of abusive practices. RealtyTrack is now expecting that's likely to reverse this year, following a settlement between banks and states over foreclosure abuses. Russia's second-largest city has passed a law that could effectively ban gay pride events. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports that supporters of the measure say it is designed to prevent sexual abuse of minors.
The law passed by the St. Petersburg City Council bans what it calls the promotion of homosexuality and pedophilia among minors. The law would impose heavy fines on any person or organization convicted of such activity. Advocates for gay rights say the law is so vaguely written that it could ban any discussion of homosexuality in the presence of young people. They say that could include gay pride marches and other events. The advocates say the bill panders to anti-gay attitudes left over from the Soviet Union when homosexuality was illegal. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Moscow.
Israel has put the finishing touches on the country's most advanced public underground bomb shelter located in Tel Aviv. It's said to be four stories high with space for about 2,000 people. City officials have been beefing up shelters and emergency services in recent months amid rising tensions with Iran. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News in Washington.